1. It's an age-old story. Woman meets man. Man woos woman. Woman spends her best years believing their love is the everlasting kind. The pair watches with teary eyes as their progeny take flight from their suburban nest, knowing they'll return in times of crisis or when their laundry needs to be washed and folded. Woman embraces aging with hair dye and ample amounts of wine. Man faces his impending mortality by convincing himself that a younger woman is the answer to his waning energy and flagging libido. Certain their sparkling future is worth the collateral damage, the May-December duo ride into the sunset as our heroine stands in the shadows, stunned by this unexpected rewrite. Yes. Mine is a tale as old as time. Beauty replaces the beast. I don't understand, I said to Adam, who was filling my favorite suitcase with the last of his clothes. Why would you do this to us?
I told you, I'm not in love with you anymore.
He zipped the suitcase and hoisted it off our bed.
I don't think I have been for a while now.
That's what everyone says when they're infatuated with someone new, I said, resisting the urge to suggest he take an aspirin for his shoulder. It had been bothering him for months, which I now suspected was less about him hunching over his keyboard and more the consequence of him holding his lover up against the wall while they copulated. And I had just seen him wince.
It won't last. You're not listening to me, Maggie.
He said my name like a curse, which seemed incredibly hurtful, considering how often I chose not to mention I was aware he had just passed gas. I've spent decades listening to you, Adam, when maybe what I should have been doing was talking more. We can go to a therapist and try to figure out how to communicate better. We can fix this. I was starting to sound as frantic as I felt. We were planning an anniversary trip to Rome. We had less than a decade until retirement. We swore until death did us part. He couldn't just leave. Except apparently he could, because he was wheeling our best suitcase toward the door. I wanted to yank it right out of his hands. But something else was starting to sink in. Unfortunately, it felt a lot like reality.
What's her name, Adam?
I called suddenly. His face was blank as he turned back to me.
The woman you're sleeping with?
I said.
The woman you're abandoning me for? I want to know her name.
His composed expression exploded into anger.
Does it matter?
I sat on the edge of our bed, my eyes welling with tears. This was my reward for 32 years of love and companionship?
Have you been lobotomized? Of course it matters. If you're going to trade me in like a used car, I need to know the name of your new ride.
He shook his head, like I was the one disappointing him. Then he said,
Jillian.
Jillian? I don't know what I had been expecting. Jezebel, perhaps. But Jillian? That was the name of a sunny, blameless woman with interesting hobbies, not one who slept with my husband.
Jillian who?
Another blank look.
Smith,
he finally mumbled.
Awfully generic.
Awfully common, he said, the edge returning to his voice.
That's her name.
I exhaled, not so much a sigh as all remaining hope exiting my body.
Where did you meet her?
I asked after a moment.
I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
This was true. 3 days earlier, he had sat me down and announced he wasn't happy in our marriage. He hadn't been for some time.
I thought, not happy?
He had been bounding around like a man in his 20s for months, more energetic and alive than I had seen him in ages. He was still affectionate toward me, too.